Investment flash.
Soft dollar, commodities bid, and a currency split brewing in Asia. That's the tape this morning, and it's got my attention.
Good morning from the London edition. It's Friday, September 4th. I'm Marie, joined by Tom and Gerald.
Gerald, yesterday you were talking about XLE at its high, TLT at its low, rebalancing. And this morning the dollar is giving way, so that rebalance looks timely.
Fair, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. The dollar's move is directionally soft, but nobody's given us a number yet. That's the theme of the day, actually.
Right. Three separate WSJ leads this morning. Gold up on a weaker dollar, oil bid on Middle East supply concerns, and JP Morgan saying Asian currencies are diverging. All of it points the same way, but none of it comes with a magnitude.
Which is why the takeaway says the trade is Asia's FX split, not a single Asia bet. That divergence framing is the most original idea on the tape.
Original? Sure. Tradable? Not yet. JP Morgan didn't name a single pair, direction, or size. It's a research note, not a signal. That's like a weather forecast that says, somewhere, it might rain.
Fair, but I'll take the umbrella anyway.
All right, but hold on. The fact that they're flagging dispersion within Asia, away from a dollar beta block, that is the signal. It's asking investors to think differently.
Exactly. It's not about a yen carry trade or another China devaluation story. It's about cross currents. But Gerald's right. We need pairs.
Right. And until we get them, the broad EM currency basket is just a watch. The yuan, the rupee, the won, none of them get a clear read from divergence alone.
Fair enough. So we watch, not trade. Agreed?
Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed. That's the whole story on Asian FX for now.
Now, gold. We're seeing it higher in early Asian trade on that softer dollar and dovish Fed talk, trimming rate hike expectations. That's a clean, long gold, short dollar, long duration setup.
Clean? Except they didn't tell us how much gold rose. No level, no magnitude. Directionally bullish, sure, but the bond market's already pricing some of this.
No, but that's the key. A weaker dollar and lower real yields are exactly the environment where gold and long-duration treasuries work. The direction is the story.
And if the Fed is leaning dovish, the long end catches a bid. That rebalancing from yesterday, it's playing out.
To be fair, you made that TLT call when it was at its low, so I'll give you that. But oil's a different story. Elevated supply concerns. No event named.
Right. Oil rose in early Asian trade on Middle East supply disruption fears, but there's no specific event. No volume, no disruption route. That's headline drift, not a fundamental shift.
But we had a buy WTI call yesterday, and that's still working. Energy equities could catch a bid if crude holds.
Conviction starts low until a disruption is actually named. I'll take the crude proxy, but I'm not piling into energy names on a vague headline.
I know I said the same thing about oil last week, but this time it feels different.
That's what you said last week?
And the week before. But look, the bear case is simple. If the dollar stabilizes or a dovish Fed speaker gets walked back, both gold and oil bids fade fast.
No, but that's exactly the risk. And it's why we're treating this as a mood, not a trade. No numbers, no named events, no pairs.
When the press gives you a directional story with zero quantification, it's usually already priced. That's the first thing I thought this morning.
See, this is what I mean. The divergence call is more interesting because it's asking a new question. But even that lacks the data point to act.
So what's missing? A print on the gold ETF, the crude ETF, or any Asian cross to tell us if the move is early or crowded, and a named Fed speaker or supply route.
Exactly. Until one of those lands, the highest conviction call is to treat all three stories as background noise and wait for the first real court.
And that's our view. The tape is a soft dollar, risk on commodities morning with a hint of FX dispersion. But it's a mood, not a market.
All right, but if we do get a number, say gold breaks above a key level or the dollar index makes a fresh low, this mood turns into a trade fast.
I'll be watching for that. But until then, no chasing.
As always, none of this is investment advice, but we do all agree on the wait-and-see approach.
Right.
Exactly.
That's the whole story?
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
That's the London edition for Friday. We'll be back with the New York edition later today at 9 a.m. New York time. Until then, keep an eye on those Asian crosses.